I would say during Hakuna Matata, that he did need to be yeeted by someone off into like the void.
Like the, by the warthog.
Yeah.
What's the warthog's name?
What do you think it is?
Pecos?
Pecos. Hey, you know what? I'm not even going to make fun of you. I appreciate your vulnerability in saying something you knew wasn't even close.
I have no idea.
Hello and welcome to episode number 551 of the podcast. I'm your host, Knox McCoy.
And I'm your other host, Jamie Golden.
The podcast is a show dedicated to the life of ADC. We're committed to educating you on things entertaining, but do not matter.
To find out more about these vernaculic pursuits, check us out at knoxandjamie.com. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at The Podcast, and we're on Twitter at PodcastPod.
Thanks for joining us this week as we are going to be talking new slang words for 2024.
But before we do that, you guys, this is the last week for our merch shop, and we have a fun surprise. Every single order gets a free On Wednesdays We Podcast sticker. And not like, we printed this out on our, like, brother laser printer, and now you have a sticker. No, like a really nice Gorgina sticker, and you get one if you order anything.
Brothers are nice printers. Those are good printers.
Brothers are the elite printers, but you don't want, like, you don't want to be like, look at this pixelated, they seem to run out of ink.
I'm not going to stand for this brother disparagement. Those are excellent blue-collar printers.
That's fair. I'm sorry. You're about America.
These people should be so lucky to get a brother.
I like elitist printers. I like elitist printers. Okay, so what can you order to get that fun sticker? Well, we have four collections: the podcast, BFOTS, live show, and digital delights. Let me highlight a couple of things. First of all, we have On Wednesdays We Podcast merch. We have a cringe but free tee that Knox is going to live in all season long. I am also going to live in it. It's fantastic. Listen, our bestseller right now is our Protect the Vibe dad hat. It is the number one bestseller. And so we also have a presidential McCoy Golden 24 in case you're needing an alternative. Now, people came at me and were like, why don't you want to be president? Like, I'm a feminist. I can't stand for this. And I was like, y'all, I'm a women's studies major. But also, look at Mike Pence. He looks well preserved. It looks like he did not work at all during his vice presidency. Look at Kamala. Look at her. Her silk press is perfect. Her skin is glowing. Look at every president that's ever been president. They look tough. Okay, they look tough. I want to be vice president. That's the way it's got to go. We also have, listen, the digital delights, guys. We have bundles back from the archives. If you were like, hey, I wanted all 8 Harry Potter movie deep dives with Aaron included, well, you can get it. So you can go to our shop. Plus, we ship worldwide for all our products. This is a time-limited offer. We're only taking pre-orders for the wearable merch and the stickers and the pens for 6 more days through Tuesday, April 16th. So do not lollygag. Head to knoxandjamie.com/shop or click the link in the show notes for all the merch goodness.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
All right, Jamie, we are gathered here to talk about some language, and I'm really excited because as a former English major, I mean, I guess, I don't know if... It feels weird to say I'm English
major.
You
have an English degree, right?
I do. I don't know. How do you talk about... Is that how you talk about yourself? Like, I'm not an English...
I just did it in the call to action.
No, I know, but I'm like, are you former Are you current English major? It feels like weird to be 40 years
old.
Well,
you're not the major. You have any? I think being a major is not it, because I had like seven majors over the course of, I was a literal math major for a whole year in college.
So that's like that's a state in time. That's like a place.
That's right.
Time.
So I think having the degree is the thing. Like, okay. It's like I have an English degree. Aaron has a theater degree, which is just as impressive as an English degree.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay. So I do have an English degree, which means that language and syntax is very important to me. So yes. I'm excited to have a conversation about the most popular slang in 2023. And I'm curious before we start, do either of you, like Jamie, do you see yourself as like slang sensitive? Do you see yourself as like anytime any new slang starts, like you're like, yeah, that's me. I'm using this word.
Well, what I do is I put it in a little manila folder in my brain and okay. I go, I like that. I'm not cool enough to use it. But I am going to hold on to it. And if a circumstance comes around that I can feel like I can slide it in real quick. But I have very vicious friends. I have very vicious friends and they would be like, I'm sorry, what did you just say? And so I have to be careful. I can't just like show up and be saying something, slang worthy and not. And fully not have, I don't know that I always have the confidence to pull it off.
Like, I think it's all about confidence. You have to have the confidence to pull it off. Aaron, you don't seem someone who's slang. I don't feel like I've ever heard you like use a slang term.
What? Yeah. Having a teenager will kind of knock that right out of you.
Yeah.
They will kind of destroy you if you attempt anything like that.
Yeah.
They go right.
Especially with confidence, I think. The withering glare, they really have that down that will kind of get into your soul a little bit. It's painful. It's painful.
Yeah. So at first I understand what the slang words are, but I make fun of it. Like I use it in an ironic way.
Right.
And that slowly like lets me incorporate that, you know? So if that's giving deception. Like that, I am. It's true because I'm being deceitful. Do you see what I did there?
To be honest, you were the first, Knox. You were the first person that I heard use the term "riz," like truly.
Wow,
I feel like that's an accusation, and I don't know how to come back.
It was a long time ago. It was years ago. It was a couple of years ago. You used it, and I was like, "Oh, that's interesting."
But see, I think I use it with like "w riz," which like that's my way of being I understand. I'm not cool enough to use it.
Right.
I'm obviously being weird, but kind of trying to be funny. Is this funny? You know, like that kind of thing. So I like, we've done our Urban Dictionary episodes. Urban Dictionary stopped cooperating and giving us new words. They just like go, to the highly sexualized 2010s. So we're pivoting a little bit, you know, because the thing with Urban Dictionary is you do get some good context on culture, but when you dig far enough, there's always a really, really graphically sexual description of the word you're trying to look up.
Always.
So I just want to caution people before they check like what we're talking about here. So we're going to use a list of the most resonant and used slang words from 2023. Talk about which ones we like, which ones maybe we want to incorporate, which ones we don't like. Jamie, would you like to lead off with yours?
I do want to say I did like this survey. We'll include a link to this survey that talks about all these words. I liked in the survey they asked parents how do they feel about their kids using slang, and 1 in 10 parents. There's always one. Who would say, I would rather my teen curse than use slang.
It's a wild move to be like, I'd rather someone say the C word than say,
I know.
Than say like Riz. And I just don't know if that's my life.
I do feel like that's Chuck though. That's my father. He's like, please don't. I would rather you curse. Like, don't say words I don't understand because I assume they're worse than curse words. At least I know what I know when you say a curse word.
I will say like as a parent, balancing when to like acknowledge that they're curse words. And then that's like one tier, and then getting to the next tier of like, there are curse words. Sometimes I do say them. Sometimes people say them, and that's not a big deal. That's a really nebulous tier to try to navigate.
And do they get to say them?
Like, no.
If it's not a big, oh no, they still don't get to say them.
No, they will acknowledge that they think them sometimes. But like, right. I have a 15-year-old who's like, I really want to say this word, but I didn't.
Right.
And that's how you can tell I'm maturing. And then Marlo, my youngest, can't believe people in the world. Are Christians and say curse words. So
it's
an elevator right now.
Bad news. Bad news. When she finds out about you.
Like literally, yep. Can we cue the more you know? okay. So my first word that I picked from this list, which is something I already incorporate, but like I want all of us to incorporate it if you're not already. Now, some of you listening are actually cool and you've been doing this for a long time. And I want to acknowledge that. But like for me, It's yeet. It's yeet all day, every day. Now, listen, this was added to Urban Dictionary in 2008. So it's been around, but the white suburbans have found it. And that's what I'm really talking about when I say I want to use it. So my word is yeet. It has two meanings, as often words do, taught to us by the New York Times unusually cruel game Connections. And it means, as a verb, it means to discard an item at a high velocity. And then as an interjection, it is to express surprise, approval, or excited enthusiasm. I'm only using it as the verb. That's it. Because if I were to use it in a sentence, I would say, in The Lion King, Rafiki yeeted baby Simba over that cliff. Mm. Okay? Right?
Wait. Did he yeet baby Simba?
I mean, I wanted him to, but he didn't.
Okay. No. Your intrusive thought was for Rafiki to yeet him off baby. The cliff.
By the end, didn't we all be like, you should have yeeted that baby. You should have yeeted
I would say
it.
During Hakuna Matata, that he did need to be yeeted by someone off into like the void.
Like by the warthog.
Yeah.
What's the warthog's name?
What do you think it is?
Pecos?
Pecos. Hey, you know what? I'm not even going to make fun of you. I appreciate your vulnerability in saying something you knew wasn't even close.
I have no idea. Okay. So the reason I like yeet is I like that there are different levels of things leaving your hands.
Yeah.
Both like literally, like I went to a stupid picnic. God, I hate picnics. I went to a park picnic on Saturday evening because I was wooed in by like, oh, that does sound fun to pick up some Ashley Max. And there was a bug on my glass and I yeeted it at a person accidentally. Ooh. And then it broke on the sidewalk. And I feel bad about that. So, but it also, like, it's not just literal. Yeet can be philosophical. Like, for example, if you're following the news, and we talked about this in The More You Know this week, Ashton Kutcher is yeeting himself away from his longtime friendship with P. Diddy. Mm. Hey, Ashton, if you're friends with one rapist, it might be them. But if you're friends with two rapists, it may be you.
Yeah, like, you might be the sixth degree of separation with sexual assault, unfortunately, my man.
I know, unfortunately. So that's yeet. I want us to incorporate, like, if you're like, I need you to yeet that in the garbage. Like, I need you to yeet that. Just throw it in the garbage or wherever you got to yeet stuff.
Or if you're a warthog and you got like a sassy lion, you got to get him out of there.
Like Pecos has got to get that lion out of there.
Pecos the warthog. That line, you get him out, man. Do it. Can I go back to the picnic you went to that you didn't want to go to? No. What? Paint a picture. Like, why did you? Was this a group event? Were you like,
No. Sunset, date.
Mm.
Like, loves the park, loves the outdoors.
What was the motivation behind accepting the invitation? Was it like?
Thank you.
Okay. Listen, it's because it's in that part of the relationship where you're like, I'm about compromise. Because I know later you start giving that up and you're just like, I'm not doing that anymore. But this was about compromise. And it's like, well, he really wants to do this. And he's made it sound great.
Yeah.
And it is cool outside. Like, it's cool, cooler weather. And he knows I have a very short window of when I'm going to sit on the grass.
Sure.
And so I wanted to honor that because I'm not going to honor it for probably the next 7 months. And so it was just like, look, it was me being a mature person in a relationship.
Okay.
Kudos. I applaud you. Did you, like, when he presented the idea of a picnic, did you go through all the reasons you don't want to and then give him a yes? Or was it just like immediately yes?
No, it was like, it was a text request. And what it would have happened on his end was a lot of dots, dot, uh-huh. stop.
Yeah.
Dots, dot, stop. And then it was like, sounds great.
Which I think is the best way to handle it. Because you didn't see any of my resistance, but you can feel it. Without.
And listen, at the end, he was very grateful. He was like, you did great. And I was like, I know I did.
Thank
like,
you for your sacrifice.
That's
Besides
right.
concussing the woman you hit with a glass, like, this was a really good night.
I did feel bad about that. That, yeah. Like,
sorry.
I had to,
you go in a park where picnics are happening, you might get hit with a glass. I don't know what to tell you, you know?
That's right.
I also like to eat, so I'll kind of piggyback on yours. My favorite thing about it is I really like onomatopoeia. I really like when, like, the word sounds like the act.
Yes.
And I do, even though I can't, like, prove this scientifically, it does feel like when something is yeeted away, there is, like, a yeet sound effect. Like, that feels like the most appropriate consonant vowel collision of noises and sounds. And, you know, the other thing I really liked about it was it's got like a twin. It's got like a sibling slang word.
Okay.
So you have yeet, obviously, that you just, you know, talked about and everything. It is the sibling of yoink, which is like when you stealthily or sneakily grab something with haste, thereby transferring ownership from that person to yourself. So if I yoink some of your McDonald's French fries, those are mine now. I'm the captain now of these French fries. And I like that, like there's that balance. There's that yin and yang of, or that yeet and yoink of, you know, balancing the universe, if you will. Have either of you ever, besides, we know you, Jamie, you yeah. yeeted something a few days ago. Aaron, have you ever yeeted or yoinked anything in your life?
I'm sure.
Her whole life is yeeting and yoinking.
I mean, like, I'm sure I have.
Have you, I mean, I'm not going to say, like, have you gone through a phase where, like, you shoplifted? I'm not going to ask you that question.
Oh, no, but, I probably shouldn't.
Do it.
I can't. Oh, no. I can't say that.
We'll bleep that out. We'll bleep that out. We don't know who we're talking about, but there's statute of limitations.
He used to go to Abercrombie and Fitch and put shirts under his shirt.
Oh wait. Okay. See, I thought this was a story of an accidental yoinking.
Oh,
and no,
no,
this was intentional. Like he was just a criminal. Okay. Yeah, good to know. Good to know.
Yeah. He doesn't do that anymore because he found the Lord.
That's right. And we don't know who you're talking about because this is bleep.
And to be fair, so you can find the Lord and still yoink a lot of stuff.
You can steal a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. That feels like a Ten Commandment.
I
like that you think people who believe the Ten Commandments don't yoink stuff. They yoinking all the time.
Oh, I don't like yoink.
I will say the way you're saying it, Jamie, makes it really sexual.
It's very sexual.
It is the word. It's got that yoink.
No.
Stop that. No, thank you.
The what's the opposite of ASMR? Because that's what I felt. And then but yeah, I think it's just so much fun to say. I enjoy it. I want to incorporate it. I think it's really it's lovely. Jamie, give me another one that you got.
Okay, my next word is bet. Bet. It is a term of affirmation, agreement, or approval along the lines of like cool or I'm down. It can also suggest doubt or disbelief. Like, yeah, sure. Okay. Now, if I were to use it in everyday language, okay, so if my lover texted me, should we order Domino's Crazy Puffs for dinner? I would be like, bet. Like, that's how I would say it, right? And here's why I like it. It's the new letter K for me. Bet is the new letter K. K got ruined by what I would argue is everybody. Because okay. K could have been a contender, but all the baggage it carried into our conversations and relationships. It was like, what's in the nooks and crannies of that K? Like, are you mad at me? Are you like not wanting to talk to me? Because I just think I'm the person who's like, I don't have to reply to every text you sent. Like, I don't have to reply to everything. Sometimes it's just a heart reaction or like, I saw it. Like, I don't need to like engage with everything. And so I like the idea of bet being a tight, it has better vibes. It has nuance because I might use it sarcastically. So like I had a conversation with myself on Sunday that I could fold and hang all my laundry that was in the largest pile I'd ever accumulated in my history. Hmm. Like it looked like a landfill of clothing from like fast fashion. And I said, Jamie, you can do it. And I replied to her, bet. But okay. But it was sarcastic because I did not, and I have ADHD, and I washed my makeup brushes instead, and I called it a win. And so I still have a landfill. I'm wearing two things from the landfill of clothing today.
Piles have good things too associated with them. See, that's interesting because the definition you like sarcastically used for yourself, that's how I always interpreted that. I always thought it was like someone's challenged me in a way, or something is being challenged. And like bet me I won't do it, something like that.
Oh no. Like most people use it as, even in the survey, it talks about that it's like, no, it's affirmation, like, hey, do you want to go get the crazy bus? Which you do, by the way. But do you want to get the crazy bus? Bet. Like, okay. And it's supposed to be you bet. Like you bet.
I'm not disagreeing with you. You're 100% correct. No. I will say, I have some issues with the survey. We may talk about them in a minute with some of the conclusions they drew with certain words that once I got into the Urban Dictionary web. Urban Dictionary does not seem to agree with that, but I am interested in your pile of clothes. Are you a like drop it in the closet and it lives there, or do you relocate it throughout the house?
How dare you? I have a chair that it builds off of.
Okay.
Right? That I wish I could sit in all the time. And I'll be like, I wish I could sit in that chair and drink my coffee. But all my underwear is in it that I've ever owned.
People who put, and I'm including myself in this, people who put chairs or Pelotons or bikes or or trainers in their bedroom are the most optimistic of all of us, you know, because they want a thing that will never happen.
No, actually. I think I'm going to sit there and be cash. Aaron, do you have a chair in your bedroom?
I have three chairs in my bedroom.
Three? What are you doing in this bedroom? What's going on here?
You got a bed in there?
You hosting debates?
Sleeping in there?
What's going on?
No, I just...
You writing the Constitution?
No, I'm just... reading.
Why do you need three chairs?
I don't know.
Who's all in there?
How many people sleep in this bedroom? Two?
Two.
What's the third one for?
I don't know. They're just in there. I don't know.
Episode number 551, where we found out Erin has piles in front of her.
No! Oh my gosh, no, no.
It's where all the people can tie their shoes.
No, stop. Stop.
Oh my God. Nox, you don't have a chair. You don't have a chair in your room.
Well, we don't have much in our room right now just because we're, you know, packing. But we a chair. We did have a Peloton. I will say neither of those things were, you know, utilized appropriately beyond laundry.
Listen, whatever you do with it is how it's supposed to be used. That's
exactly
what
right.
I say.
That's exactly right.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So Nox, you know that I don't need to be convinced to buy myself a Prezi, but all that talking about getting new sun tops for your pair eyewear glasses got me super excited to go get some for myself.
Oh yeah? What are you thinking?
Well, I'm so glad you asked because I cannot wait for our new merch to arrive so that I can wear the purple reflective sun top with my That'll Make Sense on Wednesday t-shirt. Erin, how great will those two look together?
Oh my gosh, so cute. Should I get one so we can match?
Well, I do feel like the lavender tortoise split sun top is more your style. No, right?
Now I want both of them, Jamie.
Well, did you know that Pair is super budget friendly, so you could get both? Their base frames start at just $60, and that includes the prescription. I love that they have simple to understand all-in-one pricing. You can even use your FSA, HSA, or easily get an insurance reimbursement to purchase the base frames. And the top frames start at just $25, and the sun top frames start at just $30. So you can easily get two without breaking the bank. They also always offer free shipping and a flexible 30-day return policy, so it's super low risk to give them a try. One pair, infinite possibilities. Go to paireyewear.com and use code POP for 15% off your first pair. And support the show by mentioning that the podcast sent you in your post-checkout survey. That's pair, P-A-I-R, eyewear.com, code POP.
This episode is brought to you by our amazing sponsor, Aura Frames. It's Nox here with your annual reminder that Mother's Day is just around the corner. This year, let's think outside the box a little bit, guys. Forget sweaters, candles, or the dreaded bathrobe. They're all so predictable and boring. That's why this year I'm recommending you get an Aura frame. It's the perfect gift to mix things up and give a gift that shows some real thoughtfulness and is guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. We actually have one of these in our house right now, and we absolutely love it. It only takes about 2 minutes to set up, and it was super easy. Between all the kids, I was a little worried we'd run out of room, but it has free unlimited storage for photos and videos, and you can invite as many people as you want to contribute to the frame. Now that the kids are a little older, we've added them as contributors to the frame, and it's been really fun to see a few of their photos pop up from events they attend without us. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's Aura, A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code PODCAST at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Okay, I'm going to go, man, I'm torn. There's a couple I'm really torn between. I want to go, I alluded to, there's a definition the survey applies versus okay. Like what actually is going on. It's the word push and pee. Okay. Because when I saw the survey,
right,
I'd never heard push and pee. Some of these I'm like, I've known about that word for a long time. Push and pee, I was like, I've never heard of this word. What is it? And according to the survey, it means pushing positivity. And I was like, I love pushing positivity. That's incredible.
Everybody says that about you. Nox.
I'm trying, man. Like that feels very together forward, you know, with numbers and letters, right? Good stuff. So like if I were to use it in a sentence, it would be like, I'm not trying to hate on astrology anymore. I'm all about pushing P, right? The problem
That's
is,
right.
Is it so obviously euphemistic that it's distracting? Like I can't, like you were mentioning like K, you used to be a good thing.
Yeah.
And now like, I feel like it's so burdened with animosity that if you use it in a text thread, it's not like, okay at all. It's definitely like, you've got beef with me.
Yeah,
so I'm wondering 100%. If pushing P is kind of overloaded as well with euphemistic
What is the Urban Dictionary pushing P?
Well, you know, one
I think
said,
it's pushing finesse, but is it pushing something else?
So I found it's a synonym for laudable, anything worthy of praise that you want to focus on. Man, did you hear how fast I got through? I wanted to say synonym, and in my head I was like, Knox, that's not it. You can't say that. So I ran through that so fast.
Good.
Another one is buying something with your own money, like spending your hard-earned money. And then I found another one that said, I don't know, about to go get some Nashville hot KFC. So that kind of felt like where I was at, where like, I don't know all these definitions.
Listen, we need them wiki moderators to come over to Urban Dictionary, because sometimes people are just posting like it's on Reddit.
I know.
Hey, this is not where you tweet. Now I'm seeing pushing P as pushing the lifestyle of a player, a real one.
Okay, Aaron, have you ever heard of this word? Like, have you heard it used at all?
Yes, I have. Actually have extensive knowledge about this word.
Uh-oh.
So this was made popular by Gunna in a song called Push and Pee.
Yeah.
That he did with Future and Young Thug.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And I initially also thought it was very sexual. And to be fair, it is a flexible word.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it can mean push and pee.
What do you mean?
Okay. Push and pee word. Pushing right. Girl P word,
oh,
boy
okay.
P word,
kitty cat,
or pushing positivity. Like it can mean acting with integrity and style while maintaining and displaying
like
one's success.
Pushing, I don't like put.
But there's a song.
Got
like,
it.
There's a song.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, the second entry on Urban Dictionary is, if you looking this up, you ain't pushing P.
Well,
which is
Gunna actually gave an interview about like examples of pushing
P. Let's hear an excerpt.
So like. It's simply player, like push and player is what it means.
Okay.
But you can use it in other ways. You woke up in the morning at the beach. That's pee. So push and pee is a lifestyle, he says. It's a whole way of living.
Okay.
He said, putting your people in position is pee. Bossing up your B is pee.
Okay.
Effing your main partner's main B ain't pee.
Okay.
No. Okay.
If you hold the door for a lady, that's P.
It's kind of like the more you want to define what the P actually is, the less you actually have pushing P.
Bingo.
You have to leave it.
That's
open.
Fair.
I think
that's
I'm
fair.
Glad we had Three Chair Moon here to like really guide us through.
I have three chairs because we don't have enough room where the couches go.
Well, we can't
anymore.
We can't call you Lil Aaron if you're going to be Three Chair Aaron.
No, yeah. I'm not Three Chair Aaron.
No, you're Three Chair.
No,
Aaron.
I'm not.
And it's Three Chair and Three Chair and Moon.
Oh, Three right Chair and Moon.
God, I gotta go.
Okay, Jamie, what's another word you got?
Okay, my next is touch grass. I want all of us to incorporate this all
Such
the time. Now,
one.
I'm already using this already. My word, it's touch grass. It means to take a break from online activities. It implies that the person may be spending too much time indoors or focusing too heavily on online interactions and could benefit from the grounding and the alleged rejuvenating effects of nature. There's no scientific proof of that. Now, if I were to use it in a sentence, here's a couple sentences. I would say, Aaron, you need to log out of your Finsta and touch grass.
I don't have a Finsta anymore.
She doesn't have a Finsta anymore. I did come in today and she had received an email that had plagued her, which that's when I would have said, you need to go touch grass. Mm. Like she had gotten a response. Or Aaron, you need to stop reading Faith Adjacent podcast reviews and touch grass.
Don't do that.
Right?
I don't do that anymore either.
Yeah,
that's right.
I don't do that anymore.
Most of the time.
Most of the time. Or it can be an easy clap back to rude people on the internet. I used it literally this week. And I wrote, hey, Jenner, touch grass. Because Jenner's my new thing that I'm calling people. I call everybody Jenner.
What does it mean?
Because
why Jenner?
The least successful of the Kardashian clan. Because it does appear that Kylie is going to have to file bankruptcy this week for one of her companies. And because it's in TJ Maxx. Girl, you can't be in TJ Maxx and be working out for your company. And she also launched a leather line of goods that also failed miserably. Like, she'd be struggling. So that's why I'm calling people. And then Kendall's just got the vodka. What else has Kendall got going on other than racism and Pepsi? You know what I mean?
I mean, she's fixing those things with Pepsi, to be clear.
Right. That's fair. That's
Kendall,
fair.
I know what you're doing. I see the work you're putting in. There's also Brody, though. Are you worried that there's some Brody?
Oh, I would include all the Jenners. I would include the extended Jenner clan.
Wow.
Caitlyn, Brody. I don't know any other Jenners.
I'm sitting here trying to say.
Are there other Jenners?
You calling people Jenner is your fetch. And it feels like it's tipping
yes.
It
is 100%
yes right
my fetch. Yes. Okay. And I will make it happen. I will make it happen.
That's great.
But I like Touchgrass because it is like, sometimes you do have to turn, because I see some people in comments sometimes and I'm like, hey, boo. Listen, I wanted to reply to some people. Sometimes in the life of our company, I've been like, hey, this is not as serious as you're making it. Like, we're idiots on podcast mics.
You want to use some examples? Do you want to talk about some of those examples here on the show? Are you worried if like the podcast teens are listening and they're like, oh, well, Jamie seems to be like really in on this, I should start using it. Do you worry about like boomers hearing it and thinking it's like drug related, thinking about marijuana, stuff like that?
Marijuana?
Yeah.
No, I do not, because the teens have used it and have already moved past it. Like, they're not even using it anymore. This is more for the olds that live in the suburbs.
Yeah.
And we are now using it. And that's why they don't care anymore. Gen Z's like, oh no, it's like mid. They're like, I used mid the other day. And my niece was like, no, we don't do that anymore.
I feel like it's important. This is a circle of life. It lets them know you got to move on from the term because we're using it. Right.
That's true. That's true. That's a good point. I want there to be a circle of life where Rafiki eats the mid baby off the cliff. Yeah.
Any closer on the warthog name?
Javier.
Javier. God, both of these are better than the actual name, to be honest with you.
There's a little slinky animal that's with the warthog.
Yeah.
Like,
do you
want to
guess the animal and his name? Daily Double.
It's a lizard named Moju.
Moju and Pecos Javier.
Oh, is Moju a thing?
Moju is like, that's a close approximation to another animal in a different Disney movie.
Are you thinking of like Lilo and Stitch?
I think she's thinking of the dragon in Mulan.
Mushu.
Yeah. Mushu. That's
yeah.
what I was thinking of.
You took Mushu and Mojo and you made
is
it into nothing
like a dragon?
Word.
Is the other animal like a dragon?
I mean, no, maybe in spirit,
no,
entrepreneurialness.
Absolutely not. No,
not like a lizard at all. No. Not even lizard adjacent.
Absolutely I don't think anyone on earth would argue that.
I thought it was like a gecko, to be honest. I thought it was a gecko and a warthog.
To defend you, the vibes are similar. Okay. The vibes
are very
similar.
The gecko is from Tangled, right? That's where the lizard is.
That vibes are not similar.
A chameleon, not a gecko. Okay.
They are not similar in that respect.
Disney. Hmm.
My last word that I want to incorporate, and I feel like I'm going on a limb here. I don't know if I'm cool enough to pull this off ever. But I like the word a lot, and it's bussin'.
No.
Okay. Ew. Okay. You could have let me try, Jamie, for shutting me down.
No, make its case. I'd like to hear it. Make a case.
First of all, it's really important. You got to get like out of Jump Street. It's got to be right. You're not saying bussing. When you put a G on it, you're done.
Right.
You're cooked. So it's bussin'.
Okay.
No G, right?
Bussin'.
And it means this is like an adjective. It's when something's really good. Usually it's about food. That's been my experience, how I've been exposed to it. It's like something's delicious. So if I use it in a sentence, it'd be like, the sauce at Zaxby's, aka God's Chimkin, is always bussin', right? That's how it'd be. Here's why I like it, because it's been brought into my sphere of vocabulary by my oldest daughter, my middle child. I never know how to refer to her.
She is your oldest daughter and your middle child.
But
she
that feels like
both?
Weirdly formal. Like if I said my elder daughter child, you know, but it's like my youngest, my oldest, I know who those are, but it's middle child. And that has like some bad nuances to it. So I don't know. Can we solve that, please? Somebody?
Yeah, I wouldn't call her your middle child. I'd be like my
right?
oldest daughter.
Elder
yeah.
daughter? Is that it?
Makes her sound like the elder wand.
Thank you. Ooh. Moju?
Yeah.
Moju? We'll call her the Moju child.
Javier. Pecos.
Javier.
Man, this is going to be bad if like Moju has like really bad connotations to it. Like that's going to be.
I'll check.
Disavow.
Okay.
We'll disavow that like immediately. But my elder Moju daughter, she uses it. Oh no, is there bad vibes to it?
There's just an Australian musician named Moju.
What?
Oh, is he problematic?
I don't know. I'm going to find out.
Is that who you're thinking of, Jamie?
He was formerly known as Mojo Juju.
Okay, that's a good portmanteau collapsing on itself. But my Moju daughter, pending, she uses it, like she'll ask me for like pasta, right?
Yeah.
So I'll do the noodles, do the red sauce, do like all the stuff, and then do a little garlic bread. She loves garlic bread right now. And if it meets her standard, she'll look at me and she'll just say, bus.
Just bus.
Just bus. They're already shortening it. The youths are already shortening these words. So that's how I know it's good stuff. I feel like maybe in a year, bussin', like we can work that in, you know, like a good sandwich is just like extraordinarily bussin'. I don't know if I'm the guy to pull it off.
Well, listen, I did look up the origin, and bussin does originate from AAVE, so African-American Vernacular English, and it was meant to be a play on bursting. So that's what, and it is with food. It's bursting with flavor.
Okay.
And so it's bussing.
I would say a more cynical interpretation, and honestly, one I found that I refuse to acknowledge now is not a food-based connotation.
Well, it can refer to kind of a
three-cheering moon connotation. You know what I'm saying?
I swear.
She busted a Knox move in that McCoy, third in that
Jamie
third
Beth?
Chair. That
Jamie
third
Beth?
Chair. I did see it was defined on Urban Dictionary as something annoying white people say on TikTok when they're desperate for views. I was like, that's tough.
That is fair.
Okay. So let's go. Jamie, was there a word that you saw that you're like, absolutely not on this one?
Absolutely not. See, I didn't know what this was. It was DTB. The letters DTB. And I was like, and it was in last place in popularity, but I was like, what is this? I don't know what this is. And I looked it up and it has two meanings. Now, the lame one that lame people would use, and this was clear everywhere I looked, was don't text back. Mm. Which, first of all, I was like, you're not the boss of me and I won't text back, but not because you told me not to.
Yeah.
I would just not text back. Don't worry about it. Okay. And then, but it actually means don't trust B words.
Oh.
Don't trust B words. Now, here's why I have a problem with that. If you're talking about B word guys, then yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Because some of the most trustworthy people I know are bad B words. Erin is one of the baddest B words I know.
Yeah.
And you can trust her. Okay. But it's confusing. That's why we have to get rid of it, because it's confusing, because I feel like men who are gross will use it against us. Because now, when did I like it? I did find a Reddit user who said, DTB, chase bags, focus on your dreams.
Okay.
I was like, I don't know what that means, but that does sound like a life mantra. Like a live, laugh, DTB.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
I can see that.
But I don't like it
wall.
Because I don't understand. I don't want it to be used against. I feel like the B word can only be used by the girls, gays, and theys. Like, I think they're allowed to use the B word, but nobody else is allowed to use the B word.
I do think if it's meant to be gender exclusive, I guess that's not the cool version. But if it's just like generically inclusive,
yeah, it's generic. Yeah, I call everybody a B word, and like sometimes, like they'll be like, and it's an exclamation. Like I'll be like B word. Like I use it like that.
Sure.
Often on the gummy audio that I send. Mm.
Yes, that is true.
The word I found that I just didn't, and it's really because I'm in awe of. Like it's largeness in terms of definition, and that's cap. And This one feels like distracted radishes to me, because I just have a hard time getting the handle on like what's the good one, what's the bad one. Because cap, from what I understand by the notes I wrote down to help me in this exact moment, means I'm lying. I'm telling you an untruth. No cap means I'm not lying. So it's double knots. So it's like, it just always confuses me. So it makes me hesitate before I try to use it.
So you don't say like, I capped. You say cap.
Can you ever see me in a serious situation say, I capped, and like not want to kill me? Because I would want to kill me, honestly.
Right. Yeah,
if I watched myself do that.
I feel like you'd eat your phone out of the car. Right.
I would. I'd eat myself out the car. And I feel like that would be worthy.
That's true.
Because
like
the definition.
No cap. I do like no cap. Like no cap.
I do in like... as an idea, not for any of us to use, probably.
No, we can't use it. No, we 100% can't use it. Guys, if you have an HOA, you can't say cap. Like,
right.
You just can't. Do you know what I mean?
You can't. I'm sorry. One of the definitions I found was like, it was like cap, the word lying, but built different. I was like, I like that. It is built different. And an example sentence they said was, yo, that's cap. I didn't fuck the dog.
That
good.
Does feel like you, well, that's the context. It works. It works.
Yeah, it does. It does. It does really work. Erin, did you have any that you saw that you're like, I want to get this out of here right now?
That I want to get out? Yes. Simp.
Okay.
So I like the sentiment of simp. Well, I thought I did. So I thought it was like a guy who's like so in love with a girl, or like anyone who's so in love with anyone that they are just like, they would do anything for them.
Right.
Just like so romantic about it. But there's also like It may be an acronym I saw.
Oh, no.
Of suckers idolizing mediocre P word. And wow. I don't like that at all. So I'm going to pretend it's not that.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with the romantic version.
That's what I thought it was too, to be honest
with you. But it sounds like limp. I don't like the word limp. I just, ugh. No. I want to propose like a different option. I like the TikToks that talk about golden retrievers and black cats.
Oh, right. My gosh. I love when people are like, this is my golden retriever boyfriend.
Yes.
I love it.
And I'm a black cat. So I like that. I like idiot and love. Those are like, yeah. I think one of those are better than simp. Simp is gross. Simp, it makes me feel.
Simp feels moist.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes, it does.
It does.
I don't like it.
Yeah. I don't like moisture.
There's
there.
A layer of fluid on someone.
Yeah. It really
I do.
Does.
I just want to write this down. Like a Limp Bizkit tribute band could be Simp Bizkit, and that would be awesome.
That'd I don't
be
like awesome. That.
What's a black cat?
Oh, so a golden retriever boyfriend is like, or your husband or whatever, your partner is like someone who's just like always like the girls will take a video of like their boyfriend in an airport and he's like just bopping along or whatever. Yeah. And then when he sees her, he just like breaks out into this huge smile and he's got her coffee or whatever. And then the black cat girlfriend is like, she does not care. Okay. Like, I mean, she cares, but she's just like really surly and just kind of like, I don't really give my emotions. I'm not really into my emotions outwardly.
Okay.
And he loves that. Like, that's his thing.
So which chair in your bedroom does the black cat have?
Yeah. Oh, I'm hearing two animals, three chairs. Give me the other animal. Is there like a
you
night
don't
owl
have
or something?
Enough room any where the couch goes now. You see, like we got a new couch and we haven't had a chance to move the couches around in the right way. So it was easier to just take our chairs,
all the chairs
to the back because our room is big. That's so all.
Do you have a couch and three chairs in your bedroom? Because technically that's six seats in your bedroom. That's way too
many. No.
That's
you have an audience.
That's somebody selling tickets.
All right. That is our conversation on new slang for 2024. I feel good about our choices. And
it's probably not new slang, though.
It is
you know,
to us.
Like you said,
it is to us and some of our listeners.
And the suburbs. That's right. That's right.
And that's who we represent. So if you thoughts and opinions on our thoughts and opinions, please let us know. Noxgmail.com/551.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
All right, Jamie, you want to do some lights?
Let's do some lights.
All right, what is your red light this week?
Okay, so my red light is to me, listen, my red light is to me on how I have missed out on so much goodness by missing out on women's basketball. And I became fully obsessed in the postseason. My new spiritual director is Carolina coach Dawn Staley. Like, why is she so amazing? Why do I love her so much? When she talked about like coaching and she was like, I just let them be silly. Like, I just let them be silly. And they love to be silly. And listen, I got on Carolina TikTok, women's basketball TikTok. They're so cute talking about their crushes and like going through like who their crushes are. And then when they all agree, no matter whether they're straight or queer, that it's Tessa Thompson. I'm like, agreed. Oh, we all are in love with Tessa Thompson, sense. Right? And then that iconic horse girl, Caitlin Clark. I love her so
Why
much.
Is she a like, horse what, girl?
Well, because of her hair and her face. You know, classic straight brown hair.
Okay.
White pale girl.
See, I thought you were making a joke girl. Like basketball horse. Like, let's play horse.
No, no. She's just a horse girl.
Do you want to edit this like, to make it be like you were making a horse
No,
joke?
I stand by a horse
Now that you
girl.
Said no, I'm going to do it. You know that.
Because that's everybody knows what a horse girl is.
I don't think I know what a horse girl is. Oh,
listen. Horse girl's all over the internet. Like, and listen, it's not a derogatory term. It's like, no, she was into horses. Like, there are horse girls, and then there are theater camp girls.
Honestly, I can't believe you're overlooking the opportunity to make an excellent basketball horse pun.
I don't understand basketball. Listen, I didn't understand, were there four quarters or two halves? I didn't understand that the whole time I watched.
That did get me when I put some money down on the UConn-Iowa game the Iowa-LSU game. And I was like, good, we won. And it was like, no. We do quarters, men do halves. That was confusing for me.
I didn't understand that. Okay. But like, listen, Juju Watkins, obsessed. Angel Reese, Paige Beckers, and her adorable black stepmom. I love them so much. They're so cute. And look, Holly Rowe, I've loved Holly Rowe forever. She's a sideline reporter. And she always shows up at sports. And she's just doing the best she can. She's tired. She's hot. She's just like, no one will ever let me go in a booth. I'm just having to go on the sidelines. And I don't know if she's a good reporter. But I love that she was interviewing Dawn Staley after the final win. And they're in the midst of the middle of the court. And there's confetti everywhere. And then this player just comes over and starts plucking confetti out of her hair. So she doesn't look like an idiot on TV. And I was like, that is the energy I need in women everywhere. Like, we are rooting for each other. You know what I mean?
Listen, Holly Rowe is the GOAT. She sideline reported through cancer and through cancer remission.
Oh, my gosh. I love her so
she's
much.
She's awesome. Legit.
But yeah. I love her. So, and I saw that, like, the final game was the most watched basketball game in history. Men's, women's,
I didn't see the numbers on Iowa, South Carolina. I did see it on Iowa, UConn. I think it was, like, right under 15 million, which is a big number. That's a big old number.
So many people. And listen, it's, and don't think like, oh, nay, yay, women. No, it's money. It's if you can make money off women, you can elevate them.
Well, you know what the interesting thing is? He wonders how to do this to not sound mansplaining to two women about women's basketball.
No, this is, you can mansplain this because I don't understand it.
The fascinating part is
sportsplain it.
Sportsplain. Okay.
Yeah.
The girls, because the WNBA is not as lucrative for them to leave, they stay longer. Because they stay longer, we see them, we are familiar with them, we recognize them, we have a relationship with them. Because Iowa, South Carolina, that was a huge game last year with not a lot of the same people from South Carolina because they graduate a lot of people. But Caitlin Clark has been a mainstay. So because we have this connective tissue with these players, we're familiar with them. This is what happened with basketball, with men's in the 90s, early 2000s. But now they're 1 year and done. So we don't know these players. They are unfamiliar to us. So we're not as engaged. Whereas because I know like Haley Van Lith, she was at Louisville. Now she's at LSU. Now she's transferred again. I'm so interested in what she's going to do. Angel Reese, is there beef with Caitlin Clark? I don't know. We're going to see next year this year of the tournament. There's a fascinating familiarity that is just like really cool to watch. And like there's heroes, there's villains, or people you like, people you don't like, whatever. But that's been a huge part of
that's fascinating. Because listen, if anybody knows Camila Cardoso, please let her know that she can come stay at my house anytime and we can hang out and I'll even go to the park and do a picnic with Camila. I love her so much.
Did you say she came over by herself and did not speak English and just started playing, like played at Syracuse and then transferred? Like,
what?
People who like learn a new language and function in the world, I'm fast. I could just ask to go to the bathroom in Spain. That's all I could do. I'd be like, I wouldn't even ask where the bathroom is. I would be like, ¿Dónde está el baño? I would just be like, ¿Puedo? Like, can I? And someone would be like, sure, I guess.
Can I bathroom?
Yeah. It's amazing. It really, really is.
Okay, what's your red light?
I'm a red light myself as well.
Oh, yay.
Let's do accountability here.
Yeah.
And it's because got some sun yesterday, you know, I was listening to my audiobook. I was like, bam, this is awesome. And I was ready to come in, but the national wanted to come out. I was like, okay, well, I'll sit out here for a little bit with you.
Yeah.
And that turned into a long time. And I was like, well, sun wasn't that strong, you know, and I've got a good base or whatever. He didn't. And that's why I've changed the lighting here. So you guys don't make fun of me because you cannot believe how red my face is.
Listen,
you cannot believe how red my body is right now. It's painful to stand
here. When we got on, I was like, oh, you you look like you got some sun, but it was subtle.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, listen, there is no such thing as a base. Let me not SPF-splain you. But just you can get it in a spray.
I don't know.
For your face, that's gentle. You don't even have to you don't have to use banana boat on your face. I mean, you can.
Can you see here? Can you see how red it is now?
It's red.
It's bad. It's bad. Breathing hurts. Breathing hurts right now.
Oh, that's tough. Listen, no, and you're probably not going to get skin cancer this one time.
Yeah.
But that's how,
because it's definitely a long time happening. Anyways, I'm just saying, watch out for the sun, people.
SPF, you guys. SPF.
It's not good. So bad job by me. I was going to red light SNL because I was like, this back half season sucks. These episodes, I haven't liked it.
I did like the Jumanji sketch,
The Jumanji, that gave me life. That's the kind of sketch.
That was it. And that was done. I was like, she's Kristen Wiig.
Yeah.
How can there not be? That's when you know it's the writing. Like, nobody's trying.
It feels very senioritis. Like we're mailing this in and we're just trying to get to the finish line and no one cares anymore. I was really disappointing. But anyways, what is your green light this week?
Okay, I have two. The first is Nolly, Nolly, which is a 3-episode miniseries on PBS. Stay with me. Okay, it's Helena Bonham Carter, and it's written by Russell T. Davies of Doctor Who fame. Okay, so it is this 3-part biographical miniseries about a woman named Nolly Gordon, who was a really famous TV star. Literally in the UK, she was the first woman to ever appear on color television. And she was on this daytime soap. No, wait. She was on this nighttime soap for just decades until she was just fired. She was just fired from her job. And it tells the story of what happened next. And listen, it's 3 parts. It's just a really great movie vibe. But Helena is incandescent doing her Bonham Carter best. And this is when a fantastic screenwriter meets an even better casting director, because everybody in this whole miniseries is fantastic. They both nailed it. Okay, that's my first. My second one is the book, The Very Secret Society of Irregular Witches by Sangu Mandana. Listen, so here's what I did. I was in the bookstore and I decided to look up on Goodreads past year's best books in fantasy, because I wanted a fantasy book. I'm wanted a mood, but I didn't want a 17-part series where I got to figure out who's going to be cast as Reese. I cannot do that. And so I was like, I just wanted a one and done. And so what I did was I found that in 2022, this was one of the best 10 books of the year. And it's the story of Mika Moon, who is one of the few witches living in Britain. She has to hide her magic. And then what happens is she ends up starting an online account, as we do, where she posts videos pretending to be a witch. But someone takes it seriously and is like, hey, I think you might be actually a witch. Would you like to try? I'll keep your secret. You want to travel to this remote and mysterious nowhere house to teach 3 young witches how to control their magic. And hijinks ensue. It's very If Practical Magic and the House by the Cerulean Sea had the cutest baby who never cried. Okay. It's just cozy delight. That's Nolly. That's this. It's very cozy. Tropes of found family, grumpy versus sunshine. I love a grumpy sunshine romance. And magic, which I always love when magic plays a part. So that's my other recommendation, which is, again, The Very Secret Society of Irregular Witches. You can read it wherever books are found.
So someone was on social media looking for people pretending to be witches and then reaching out and being like, you're so good at faking being a witch. I think you're actually a real witch.
It happens to me all the time. Is it not in your DMs?
I'm just clarifying. I just want to make sure.
No, that is 100%. That is what happens in this book. Yeah,
I like it. I like it. Look, suspension of disbelief. You know, it's a witch in Britain. We're already there. Don't worry about it. I just wanted to understand correctly. My green light this week is a book. It's what I listened to while I was getting sunburned, unbeknownst to me. It's called I Cheerfully Refuse by Leif Enger. And it is set in a not too distant America where a guy named Rainey, who's a bass player, and his wife named, I think it's just Lark. She's a bookstore owner. They both are trying to navigate a pseudo dystopic evolution of society, you know? So I think if you're not a dystopian person, I wouldn't worry about it. This book's not really fixated on that. You know, some books are really up the butt of dystopia and let me tell you about all the bad stuff, man. This is not that. There's allusions to there's a couple sicknesses. There's a war or something, but it's never lingered on. It's just the really backgrounded engine for the premise. And really this book wants to focus on it's a very contained story in a very contained book, and it really wants to focus on the handful of characters you get. Spends a lot of time with them, which I appreciate. This is like equal parts poetic and also gritty. It's some of the most lyrical and subtle prose I've read in a very, very long time. It really reminded me of Peter Heller's style in The River and in The Dog Star, The Dog Stars, whichever it is. The best comp I could give is The Road, but like way more happy and way more hopeful. So I want to really emphasize there's more happy and hope than The Road, because The Road's tough. I wouldn't recommend it. It's very sad. Very sad. This is like a better version of that.
Yes. Okay. Listen, this has 4.3 stars on Goodreads, and it's got a starred Publisher's Weekly review. So it's like it's
so
amazing.
Good. It's some books are really story driven, plot driven, character driven. This is like this guy. I wouldn't have cared if like there was resolution or any kind of clear, interesting premise. The way this guy writes is unbelievable. I've never heard of him, never read him. I'm gonna go find all of his other books and read them now. Because I like this so much.
That's amazing.
I cheerfully refuse by Leaf Anger. That's going to do it for this episode of the podcast. Where you go, remember, I tell you to do shopping on Amazon. Make sure you go to amazon.com/shop/podcast. First, so you purchase your affiliate link. If you're buying a purchase using that link this week was, Jamie, it's just a package of English muffins.
They're just English muffins, you guys. They have 4.7 stars with 16,000 ratings and reviews, like a lot. But listen, it's all about them Q's. First of all, Q1. Why all those ingredients when muffins need only whole milk, dry yeast, one egg, unsalted butter, bread flour, salt, and cornmeal? And Vegas Lover replied, "It sounds to me you should be selling muffins."
Wow. Look at Vegas Lover in there. Really like gassing up entrepreneurs in
the comments. Just helping people out. Okay, yeah. All right, you guys, don't forget, this is the last week. The merch launch is going to shut down. There is no like mystery, like we launch it again in 2 weeks, like JK flash sale. There's none of that. So if you want to get some of our fantastic merch, head to knoxandjamie.com/shop, click the link in the show notes, and snag yourself a delightful thing with a On Wednesdays We Podcast sticker thrown in for free. I'm Jamie Golden. You can find me on the internet at Jamie B. Golden.
Do you have a last guess on the warthog from Lion King? Or the lizard? The quote-unquote lizard?
The warthog's name is Paranellus.
So you're getting so close. You're getting so close.
The word I thought of was perineum, and I was like, it's probably not that.
That'd be wild if it was. That'd be wild if it was.
What is it? What is his name?
Timon and Pumbaa is the duo.
Pumbaa. Yeah. It's kind of like perineum.
It is. Close. You got the right letter. And is he a meerkat?
What's
is that
Timon?
Right?
He's a meerkat.
Well,
close to lizard.
That's like a lizard, right?
Lizard vibes. Hair? To be sure.
Okay. Lizard vibes.
I'm Max McCoy. You can find me on social media at Max McCoy. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.